Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take a look at a provocative piece that just appeared by Tom Rogers, one of the roving editors at Newsweek. And Tom Rogers asks, what might make Joe Biden unelectable is a very scary threat. Is that another scandal involving Hunter Biden? No, not that. Is it something concerning Biden's age and growing disability, as many people perceive it? No, it's not even that. What is it exactly? It's something that Americans should be more aware of and talk about more than they do. But we will begin that conversation, or at least continue with it here. We will also take a look at the latest charges against President Trump, which could make him unelectable. Does this have to do with hush money? No, nothing to do with hush money. Does it have to do with basically attacking women at Bergdorf Goodman at the in the department store and committing rape? No, nothing to do with that, though that trial is proceeding. Does it have to do with stolen documents? No. It is one of those things that could absolutely damage the Trump campaign in, it seems to me, a very unique and profound way. Remember when President Trump said during the campaign that he could go ahead on Fifth Avenue in New York City and shoot somebody in broad daylight and people would still support him? This is a case where if some of the lawyers involved in Jack Smith's office, the special prosecutor's office, actually follow up on this, this could do more than that gunshot at Fifth Avenue at high noon to dismantle the Trump campaign. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. But first of all, a couple of new campaigns, and one of them, we played just a little bit of Senator Tim Scott, and he clearly has made up his mind to jump into this. He's trying to get people to pay attention to May 22nd. That's the big day when he comes in as a new candidate, and maybe a candidate offering more optimism and excitement and passion and energy and electricity than Ron DeSantis, which isn't too hard if you look at the way that he got reviewed for his appearance in Great Britain. I don't know, maybe somebody had told him that the Brits all believe in a stiff upper lip, and so don't get too emotional. Try to be understated. Well, it didn't work so well for DeSantis. And contrast that to this burst of energy from Senator Tim Scott. Listen.
Time to get the job done, protect America, set our people free. Let's do it together. Rise up and defend the greatest nation on God's green earth.
Okay, you gotta love that, right? Thank you, there, for rising up to, and the rise up is like a reference to Hamilton, because when George Washington comes on the scene, they have a song that, Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote, Rise Up for the General, and it's kind of moving, and, I think that, again, Republicans who are looking for a sense of energy and focus and optimism really can do a lot worse, and probably will, than Senator Scott. Governor Hutchinson is also more and more impressive, and it seems to me deserves attention. He, for instance, has taken a very dim role of Ron DeSantis' decision to make war against Disney. Maybe it's because Ace Hutchinson realizes that his constituents in Arkansas, who elected him in landslides twice as governor, and to the U.S. Congress, three terms in Arkansas, that his constituents actually kind of like Disney. Mickey Mouse is not viewed as the kind of rodent that you want to exterminate. I mean, for goodness sake, is there anybody out there who doesn't have some memories of your children being delighted, enchanted by some aspect of the Disney company? I mean, even today, our two oldest granddaughters are are both completely stoked on Frozen. I mean, I didn't love Frozen so much. My wife really didn't love Frozen, but they do. And again, when they take pictures of Disneyland and they talk about DeSantis versus Disney, they very often will take a picture of that statue of Walt Disney next to Mickey Mouse. They're holding hands in front of the Enchanted Castle and the Magic Kingdom and Disney World in Florida. And it's impossible to look at Walt Disney, I'm sorry, without seeing somebody who just greatly enriched the world, who enriched our world and our country. And Asa Hutchinson had this to say about the business that Disney created, which also obviously deserves a certain amount of respect. Listen, this is clip one.
Well, let's be more specific about Disney. I don't like what Disney said about the legislation that I would have supported in Florida, but it's not the role of government to punish a business when you disagree with what they're saying or a position that they take. If that was the view of a Republican, then we're going to be in all kinds of trouble in our businesses in blue states if they start punishing businesses for taking a more conservative speech or position. And so I don't understand a conservative punishing a business that's the largest employer in the state. In Arkansas and as governors, we recruit industry. We support our industry because it provides jobs. And we're not dictating to them what their speech is. To me, that's a conservative position, and you err when you go otherwise.
Okay, this is, it seems to me, an important recognition. And an important recognition of how different things are. I mean, Republicans had done very well over many, many years selling themselves as a party not strictly libertarian, but with a libertarian streak, where basically you weren't going to try to control so many aspects of people's lives. They have in the Takeaway, a national journal. Since Reagan's day, we've been accustomed to hearing Republicans frame their policy arguments in terms of personal freedom. But Biden isn't prepared to cede that ground. He went after MAGA extremists for lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms, cutting Social Security that you paid for your entire life while cutting taxes for the very wealthy, dictating what health care decisions women can make, banning books and telling people who they can love, all while making it more difficult for you to be able to vote. Now, that's obviously a very Democratic slant in terms of analyzing Republican positions, and it's not fair. But you can understand why Democrats would think that would work well for them. So what would work to be a disaster for Joe Biden? There's a piece that I think is insightful and correct. And the problem is it would not only be terrible if this worked out for Joe Biden, it would be terrible for the country for many reasons. We will get to that. What might make Joe Biden unelectable and more, a very scary threat, according to Newsweek. coming to that coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First day of May, it's terrific to pause for a moment and to wish congratulations to a great company, a great organization, and a great achievement to the Seattle Kraken. And for those who don't know, the Seattle Kraken won last night. And amazingly enough, they beat the Stanley Cup winning Colorado Avalanche in a very exciting hockey game. I must tell you, I'm not a particular hockey fan, but it's great to see this new franchise all of a sudden going on to the second round of the playoffs. And with a Stanley Cup in sight, well, stranger things have happened. In any event, it was a great reason to celebrate, plus the arrival of May and the spring season. Okay, there's also a piece that raises an issue that we've talked about very briefly on the show, but it deserves more attention. And it's by Tom Rogers, who's an editor-at-large for Newsweek. I don't know him personally, but I think it's an insightful piece, and I think he's largely correct. He talks about candidates making themselves or finding themselves unelectable. And he thinks that Ron DeSantis made himself unelectable by doing the politically foolish thing of changing his position on abortion, denying abortion access after 6 weeks or even earlier. And again, a number of people have talked about this. There is an American consensus on 15 weeks, which is when most abortions, over 95% are performed in the first 15 weeks. Going to 6 weeks is very different. And then he says, a former President Donald Trump also made himself increasingly unelectable as he does more and more to strengthen his hold on the Republican nomination. And basically, Trump has his own issues, one of which has to deal with wire fraud, which we will get to in just a second. But he talks about Joe Biden. He says the issue that could make Joe Biden unelectable is not in his control, and it is a far greater threat to his reelection than any single policy question. The threat is the effort that is very well funded to create a so-called unity bipartisan ticket consisting of a moderate Democrat, in quotes, and a non-MAGA Republican to run as a third-party independent choice in all 50 states. The theory behind this initiative, driven by the centrist group No Labels, has a well-meaning rationale, giving voters a third option in keeping with the fact that 41% or more of the electorate identifies as independent. The idea is that with Biden's approval rating not being much above 40% and a wide majority of the country not wanting Biden or Trump to run for president again, that it would be possible for such a unity ticket to win the presidency. And then he comes to the fact that No Labels, this organization that's been around for several years, indicates that it would only pull the trigger on actually holding what it says would be an April 2024 national convention, in other words, 11 months from now. It would be about 6 weeks after the Super Tuesday primaries. If there appears to be a path to victory for an independent candidate who would draw voters equally from both parties, much of the consideration by those organizing this effort has been focused on putting forward a slate just for the scenario that seems to be developing. If the two parties nominate Biden and Trump, No Labels would no doubt point to the recent NBC News poll, which indicates that 70% of the country, including over 50% of Democrats, do not want Biden to run again, and only 35% of the country want Trump to run again. And again, it is absolutely true. We've never had a situation where there were two candidates who were quite as deeply unpopular as these two candidates really are. But his difficulty is, and Rogers is right, that first of all, to talk about a candidate finding a moderate Democrat, who would it be? And who would be willing to leave the Democratic Party to all of a sudden run on a no-labels ticket? We have a history of third-party tickets. When is the last time that any third-party candidate got an electoral vote, even one electoral vote, and you need 270 to win? Last time that went to a third-party candidate was George Wallace in 1968. That is a very long time ago. That's when Robert Kennedy Sr. was running for president. Richard Nixon won, and George Wallace carried a few southern states. But they deliberately make it very difficult in our system. This is what the Constitution has done, to give a third-party candidate a chance to win. And the point that they make in Tom Rogers in this column, is that if you take a look at the number of people who voted third party in 2016. 2016 was a big year for third parties. That's why Trump won, because there were a lot of people who voted for that ticket of Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, who was pro-weed, and he was running with William Weld, the moderate Republican former governor of Massachusetts. And they did better than any libertarian ticket ever. They didn't come close to carrying a state. They didn't get any electoral votes. But the third-party candidates, those candidates, and Jill Stein got close to a total of 6% of the vote. And really, it was those votes, same way that Ralph Nader taking votes away from Al Gore helped George W. Bush win, and win the Electoral College with a minority of the popular vote. And the same way that a no-labels ticket here would take more votes away from a Biden than Trump, and would possibly even throw the election, if it won any electoral votes, into the House of Representatives, and represent a real disaster to the country. If you disagree with that proposition and you think it would be a good development, you can give us a call if you so choose. 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. All depositors of First Republic Bank are being protected following the bank's failure. Speaking at a small business event at the White House, President Biden said regulators have taken action to facilitate a sale of the bank.
These actions are going to make sure that the banking system is safe and sound, and that includes protecting small businesses across the country who need to make payroll for workers and for small businesses.
JP Morgan Chase is buying most of the bank's assets through a deal facilitated by the FDIC. The manhunt continues for the person person wanted in connection with the shooting deaths of five of his neighbors near Houston. Police say the suspect, Francisco Oropeza, is in the U.S. illegally and has been deported at least four times before. Pilots for American Airlines are getting closer to a strike. 99% of the pilots voted to authorize that strike. The issues at hand are pay raises and improved scheduling efficiency. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Kevin McCarthy has had a good couple of days. He certainly won a very big victory in the House of Representatives by two votes. And not because the debt ceiling raise that he got passed through the House of Representatives is going to be the final decision that is made, but because it advances the process and makes it more likely that McCarthy will get President Biden to respond and to actually do the right thing and sit down and negotiate. But there's also McCarthy showing some leadership and some class and some quick thinking. He was accosted by a Russian reporter in Israel. And he was spoken to by the Russian reporter about support for Ukraine by the United States. And the Speaker of the House, of course, the number three individual in our government, President, Vice President, Speaker of the House, that's the presidential succession, actually, I think, did himself proud in response. Listen to this interchange involving Kevin McCarthy, clip 17.
Vyacheslav Tartakovsky, RIA Novosti, Russia. We know that you don't support the current unlimited and uncontrolled supplies of weaponry and aid to Ukraine. So, can you comment, is it possible if in the near future the U.S. policy regarding sending weaponry to Ukraine will change?
Yeah, I'm not sure. The sound here is not good. Did he say I don't support aid to Ukraine? No, I vote for aid for Ukraine. I support aid for Ukraine. I do not support what your country has done you to Ukraine. I do not support your killing of the children either. And I think for one standpoint, you should pull out. And I don't think it's right. And we will continue to support because the rest of the world sees it just as it is.
Look, that is very important. Remember that old rule that politics stops at the water's edge? The idea that talking to a Russian reporter and talking abroad to that reporter that despite the difficulties in the sound, that Kevin McCarthy would go ahead and speak about his lack of support to what Russia has done to Ukraine or to the killing of the children, that's a very appropriate and, it seems to me, encouraging comment. There's also some good words from Elon Musk, where the latest adventures in car making or running Twitter or space exploration may be mixed, but he certainly has something to say, as he did on Bill Maher's Real Time show on Friday. Elon Musk had something to say about what he calls the woke mind virus. It's worth hearing. Clip 7.
I mean, you have talked about this woke mind virus.
Yes.
In really apocalyptic terms.
Yes.
You should explain why you don't think it's hyperbole to say things like it's pushing civilization towards suicide. First of all, what is the woke mind virus? And if we don't deal with this, nothing else can get done. Tell me why you think that.
Yeah, so I think we need to be very cautious about anything that is anti-meritocratic and anything that is that results in the suppression of free speech. So, you know, those are two of the aspects of the woke mind virus that I think are very dangerous, is that it's often anti-meritocratic. You can't question things. Even the questioning is bad. You know, another way to, almost synonymous, would be cancel culture.
And then he goes on to talk about the necessity of freedom of speech in maintaining a free society. Clip 8.
We must protect free speech. And free speech only matters, it's only relevant when it's someone you don't like saying something you don't like. Because obviously for speech that you like is
yes.
You know, it's easy. So it's the thing about censorship is that for those who would advocate it, just remember, at some point, that will be turned on you.
And then he talks about the indoctrination of children and the dangers therein. Clip 9.
How did it start and why?
So I was trying to figure out where it's coming from. I think it's actually been a long time brewing in that I think it's been going on for a while. The amount of indoctrination that's happening in schools and universities is, I think, far beyond what parents realize. And I sort of came to realize this somewhat late. The experience that we had in high school and college is not the experience that kids today are having, and hasn't been for, I don't know, 10 years, maybe 20 years. So parents are just generally not aware of what their kids are being taught. Or what they're not being taught. Let me give you an example that a friend of mine told me, which, you know, his daughters go to college go to high school in the Bay Area, and he was asking them, like, well, so who are the, you know, who are the first few presidents of the United States? They could name Washington, but, and I said, well, what do you know about him? Well, he was a slave owner. What else?
Right.
Exactly. Nothing.
Right.
Like, okay, that's, maybe you should know more than that, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that is the woke mind virus, exactly.
Yeah.
And there was actually somebody not from the United States who was also part of the conversation who spoke up about the origins of political correctness. This is the British-Russian comedian and author, Konstantin Kisin. Listen.
It's funny that you mentioned, you know, restriction of speech and political correctness. Do you guys know where it comes from?
Tell us.
The Soviet Union.
Yes.
Political correctness never had anything to do with protecting people's feelings or anything like that. It was very simple. Political correctness was a way of saying to people, what you're saying is true, but we don't like hearing it. Right? That's what it was. And that's how it's been imported. And to me, someone who comes from the Soviet Union is mind-boggling. And you were talking earlier about why this woke ideology is so dangerous to the West. It is because people in other parts of the world are not teaching their young children to hate their own country.
And finally, a few words on equity, inclusion, and diversity from Konstantin Kisin. Listen.
If you continue to do this, how is the West going to do in the battle of civilizations? Because that's what we're in, right? The Chinese want to thrive, the Russians want to thrive, and they're teaching their children to be strong, to be confident, to go out there to learn science instead of, you know, equity and diversity. And a bridge doesn't work very well if it's built on diversity instead of math.
That's it, which is a terrific line. A bridge doesn't work that well when it's built on ethnicity and diversity instead of math. This, it seems to me, is something that it's important to include equity, inclusion, and diversity. Including some math, especially if you're going to be building something, would be an appropriate way to go. Speaking of math, the prosecutors in who are looking at President Trump regarding his handling of January 6th and the lead-up to January 6th are focusing on a brand-new kind of math. And it involves a crime called wire fraud. Is there evidence that President Trump knew that the claims of massive voter fraud were wildly exaggerated? He knew that even before the decision in Fox versus Dominion voting systems. So what about the idea of wire fraud and the election and Trump's future? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved Show, one of the problems in the country right now is there are so many different attacks on Donald Trump. And some of them are significant, some of them are misleading, some of them are distracting. It does not appear to me that the future of the country will be determined by the verdict in the E. G. Carroll rape case. It's why we haven't spent a lot of time on it. Regardless of what happens in that legal proceeding, I don't think it's going to impact President Trump's campaign. And the same is probably true of what is going on in Georgia. That is being delayed. The claim that President Trump actually tried to commit vote fraud in Georgia, I don't know where that is going. That's probably not going to be the end of Trump. Then there are questions about missing documents and legal cases there. The one thing that makes a difference, it seems to me, is this new focus on wire fraud. There's a piece in the New York Times, and it's an important piece. And it's a piece by Maggie Haberman. And she reports that President Donald J. Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election has drawn increasing attention from federal prosecutors who have been drilling down on whether Mr. Trump and a range of political aides knew that they had actually lost the race but still raised money off claims that they were fighting widespread fraud in the vote results. Led by Special Counsel Jack Smith, the prosecutors are trying to determine whether President Trump and his aides violated federal wire fraud statutes as they raised $250 million in contributions through a political action committee by saying they needed the money to fight to reverse the election fraud, even though they knew, because they had been told repeatedly, that there was no evidence to back up those claims of fraud. The prosecutors are looking at the inner workings of the committee Save America PAC and at the Trump campaign's efforts to prove its baseless claim that Mr. Trump had been cheated out of victory. In the past several months, prosecutors have issued multiple batches of subpoenas in a wide-ranging effort to understand Save America, which was set up shortly after the election as Mr. Trump's main fundraising entity. Prosecutors have been heavily focused on details of the campaign's finances, spending, and fundraising, such as who was approving email solicitations that were blasted out to lists of possible small donors, what they knew about the truth of the fraud claims, according to people familiar with their work. What's fascinating here, and they go into some detail about this in the Times article, is Trump had actually invested some real money in having various companies and conservative research organizations check out the charges of massive fraud and of an election conspiracy to steal the election. And it had come back from a whole series of different companies, including one supervised by Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, said there was no fraud. Prosecutors have been looking at the nexus between research the Trump campaign commissioned almost immediately after the election to try to prove widespread fraud, public statements that he and his allies made at the time, the fundraising efforts, and the establishment of Save America. Immediately after the election, an advisor to the Trump campaign reached out to Ken Block, the owner of a Rhode Island-based firm, Simpatico Software Systems, to have him evaluate specific allegations of fraud. Mr. Block ended up researching multiple claims of possible fraud that Mr. Trump's aides brought to him. He never produced a final report, but each time he investigated a claim, he said in an interview, he found there was nothing to it. Mr. Block said he had disproved everything that came in and found no substantive fraud sufficient to overturn an election result. He said he was isolated from what was taking place within the campaign as Mr. Trump called on aides about staying in office and continued to insist that he won an election that he was reportedly told and repeatedly told that he lost. In other words, the question here becomes, what do you call it if you are collecting $250 million to support stuff that you know not to be true, that you know not to be real, that you know that there is no way to overturn this election because there was no fraud? This is very similar to what ended up getting a conviction and a jail sentence, even though he got a pardon from President Trump before President Trump left office, for Steve Bannon. Remember, he was had a phony deal about building a wall. He was collecting money. I think he collected $25 million, about one-tenth as much as Trump collected here, for We Build the Wall, and they didn't build anything. Well, what if this is actually the crime of what is called wire fraud? If you were sending out material by mail, by phone calls, by internet, soliciting money and big money, $250 million, to support a cause that you know isn't true, that is the definition of fraud. And that is really going to be one of the issues that is coming up and that is going to be far more serious than the fact that right now at the E. Jean Carroll trial, they're going to be playing the old Access Hollywood tape. They have two more women who are going to be testifying that they were attacked, like E. Jean Carroll says she was attacked. That's not going to change history. But this charge of wire fraud, of knowingly collecting $250 million from patriotic Americans and doing it on a fraudulent basis, that is more serious. Not so serious, actually, a romantic comedy, and a romantic comedy that ranges all the way to Pakistan and Afghanistan and France and around the world, is the new movie with Chris Evans and Ana de Armas. Star-studded? Yes? Worth seeing? Well, listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
Chris Evans, best known as Captain America, plays a down-to-earth farmer who falls for a mysterious and glamorous young woman, Ana de Armas, but doesn't realize the true nature of her globe-trotting career in Ghosted, now streaming on Apple TV+.
She does travel a lot for work.
Go to her.
I'm going to London.
Who are you?
CIA.
So confused.
Ted, trust me.
Is that a joke?
Well, it's kind of a joke, but the attempts at humor are lame, the romantic chemistry is non-existent, the chase scenes are interminable and preposterous, and the talent, including Oscar winner Adrian Brody as a sneering villain, is wasted on this silly script. Ana de Armas won an Oscar nomination for playing Marilyn Monroe, but she's badly miscast as a tough-as-nails super agent. Rated PG-13 for some mild sex references and excessive, unconvincing violence. 2 stars for Ghosted. No, you won't want to call back. And on the Michael Medved Show tomorrow, we're going to be talking about a groundbreaking and shocking new book that is optimistic about the future of America and of humankind. How could it be? Well, it takes a look at the long-term impact of science and capitalism. We'll be speaking with the authors of Super Balance coming up. We'll also be talking about a new YouGov poll that shows that a majority of Americans think the U.S. is more divided than usual. But who thinks and worries more about divides in Americans, liberals or conservatives? We will give you an answer next time. We'll also talk about a teacher in fifth grade who wants to convince people that her students that white people want other people to think black people are bad. Really? Appropriate to teach our children? And a former mayor of a very prosperous, very glamorous city is suddenly turned out homeless. How did that happen, and why, and what does it say about the ideology of homelessness? Plus, 3/4 of American adults say the news media are increasing political polarization. Why do they want to do that? We will get to that question next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.